Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, above the firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Why, hello everybody, and welcome to Above the Firehouse Podcast. My name is Tony, and I will be your host. This podcast is a look into everything Disney, and also provides you with audio and visual experiences. Every now and then, I do provide you with a video cast. But, you know what, I was actually going to have a video cast for you, but due to work getting in my way, and time constraints, it just, you know, just didn't happen. So I wasn't able to do that. So I tried to do a podcast instead, and I had some software problems. And finally I had those issues fixed, and so I'm going to try and give you guys a good show. So I do apologize if, you know, everything's a little bit rusty. And now, I have to tell you guys something. This week, there's no Disney news. Yep, no Disney news. I'm sorry. But I do have a new segment that I would like to introduce to you right here. That's right. This week in Disney history, where we bring you what happened this week in Disney history. July 13th, 1955. 18-year-old Bob Penfield begins work at Disneyland 4 days before the park's grand opening. He is attending an orientation for cast members. Bob will earn $1.65 an hour. Man, that's cheap. He will go on to work for Disney for the next 42 years, making him the longest working cast member in history. July 14th, 1975. The Disney Company announced plans to build an experimental prototype Community of Tomorrow, or Epcot, in Florida. In 1976. I'm jumping around here. 1978, the American Egg House opens on Main Street, USA in Disneyland. In the year of 2000, of July 14th, Tokyo Disneyland welcomes its 250th million visitor. July 15th, 1976, construction begins on Disneyland's Space Mountain. It will open up May 1977. In 2005, Disneyland Space Mountain reopens after 2 year refurbishment. Neil Armstrong, the first man to walk on the moon, takes part in this opening ceremony. July 15th, 1954. More than 180 acres of South Anaheim orange groves begin their transformation into Disneyland to finance the park Walt sold his vacation home and borrowed on his life insurance. And that's this week in Disney history. Okay, for those of you that remembered, I lost some audio when I was at Disneyland a couple weeks ago, and I was there on the 14th, and I made up for it for you here, just so you know. First off, we have Grizzly River Run. Now, I have to apologize because I was in a wrath with people that would not shut up and enjoy the ride. I can tell they were definitely not from here. Actually, they were from Paris, France, as you can tell from the language that they speak. So, I present to you Grizzly River Run. Ha ha ha. Let me guys see in over there real quick. Watch your feet.
All right, does everyone check your belt and pull on your straps, please? Everybody, touch your belt and pull up on it. Miss, you gonna pull on your belt too? Pull on your belt? All right.
Hey Raptors, to make sure your rap trip is a safe one, remember to stay seated with your seatbelt fastened. Keep your hands, arms, feet, legs, and everything else inside the raft. And be sure to watch your kids. Awesome. Now get ready for some
I'm watching my kids. What are they?
Hola, parceros. Para que su paseo en balsa sea seguro, permanezcan sentados con el cinturón de seguridad puesto y con las manos.
Con las manos. Gracias.
Piernas y todo lo demás dentro de la balsa. Y asegúrense de cuidar a los niños.
Én beütünk vele. Tomi lesz, föl fog húzni oda föl a tetőre, de hirtelen le.
Aha. Igen, és ilyen gyorsan lemegy.
És elment anyád a pirosító.
Oh no, we're starting to go.
Yeah, most
I'm kind of in the back and I don't know what's coming.
Javasult fel.
Now we're going. Yeah.
Pont így akartam, hogy
We're gonna go down, we're gonna come up and we're gonna go down! I'm scared. Oh, there's the bear! My stomach hurts like this.
Masha.
There's the bear!
I'm gonna do like this.
Most
jöttek
felénk
hátra.
Just hearing that again just makes me cringe. Ah. So now I present to you California Screamin'. Now, I've mentioned before, I love Single Rider. Thank goodness for that. Oh, man. So this time, my battery case did stay on, and I was able to get the ride for you. Woo-wee. Check this out. California Screaming. In here. Good.
Get ready, screamers! Head back, face forward, and hang on! Launch in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Ah! My siestas are getting shorter and shorter. Oh, look at all the people. And welcome to Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room. Hey, Michael, mi amigo, pay attention, it's Joe time.
So it is. And what darling people I have sitting under me. Pierre, you rascal, you. Let's put on the show.
Mon ami, I am always ready, as you say, to put on the show. Oh, pardon, madame. That whistle was for my good friend, Fritz.
Ach, du lieber.
Alrighty. After I made my way out there, I was going by and I decided to hit up on stuff to be a bug. No, I have to tell you. I have to tell you that I think this is one of the best 3D experiences there. Better than Muppet Vision 3D. So, check it out.
Today's performance, the part of the Stinkbug will be played by Claire DeRue.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Talk to Be a Bug. Just a reminder before we start our show, there is no eating, drinking, smoking, the flash photography, or video recording of any kind. If for any reason you guys feel or ask me to bug out early, go ahead and make your doors on your right hand side and your right hand side only. And now we have the billions of bugs across the world.
Throughout today's performance, please refrain from buzzing, stinging, and pollinating. And no chirping. Thank you. And now, put your wings together for the host of our show, everyone's favorite act, Flick!
Fireflies! Fireflies! Up here! Survival techniques. For instance, deep in the jungles of South America, There's the bug. Well, technically, it's an arachnid, you see. And Chubby, I really hate when you do that. I really got that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Flick.
Where was I? Yes, Chilean tarantulas, like my friend Chili here, throw poison quills at their enemies with deadly accuracy.
I never miss.
This part's one of my favorites.
Paul! Come on, keep on coming! I got chilies on a roll!
Hey, what are you guys trying to pull? Did I forget to mention reptiles? Well, they just don't seem to care that it's tough to be a bug. But you guys should, because we make your world one honey of a place.
We're pollinators! We're pollinators!
If you like vegetables,
for fresh and flowers,
if it's the bugs for our other
colors, if it weren't for the fact that we like the taste, you'd be out there wallowing in shoulder highways.
I made my way into Disneyland, and I was lucky enough to catch the Main Street Merchant Association Municipal Brass Band playing right where the Main Street is. Now, I'm only going to play just a couple minutes of their performance, but if you wish to hear more, please shoot me an email. You know, one of the guys kind of reminds me of Soupy Sells the way he looks, and you can hear him while he's talking, so check it out. This is the Disneyland Main Street Merchant Association Brass Band.
Thank you.
don't know how many times he's been to the Donuts. I went to the Donuts. It's five times. I keep telling you.
You know, he's such a committed performer.
That's true.
That's the thing about
Joe runs several businesses here on Main Street. Most of them have been highly successful. Clothing store, music store. The chicken restaurant didn't do all that well. I told him he should offer more than just the drumsticks.
The dentist told me not to do that anymore because I was coming up
with anyway, folks, we're going to try the Lauper for you right now. This is by Rossini, the Barber Savelle. You are in luck, folks, because we know the entire opera. It's 3 hours.
That's not lucky for me. I got places to be.
What are you talking about?
I've got about 15, 20 minutes tops.
We got to cut it down?
Yeah.
You got to get back to work?
No, I'm
getting
my haircut.
All right, well, we'll just do the overture. That's 20 minutes.
Well, can we do like the highlights of the overture?
Sure. We got to abbreviate your. That's what we'll do. We'll do the highlights. We'll skip all the low moments. We'll just do the high moments of the Barber Savelle overture. Here we go.
And that brings us to the end of the show. Thank you guys for letting me entertain you. The software I was using had some new features, so it's kind of hard to get used to. But thank you for letting me entertain you, and I would love to hear your feedback and play your voicemails on the show. If you wish to leave a voicemail, you can Skype me at APT_A_Productions, or you can call 818-574-5027, or our hotline at 206-203-2268. Your feedback is important to me, and if you have any Disney news of your own, you're also welcome to email them to me or leave them on the voicemail. That email is podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. Don't forget the website, www.abovethefirehouse.com. And I also have my forums on there as well, so sign up and join the conversation. It's free, and it's painless. Well, we'll see you all again next time. So, have yourselves a very magical week.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Above the Firehouse, where the light of the Disney legacy shines on.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just a few moments, the window to the Magic Podcast Show will begin. Your friend and host, Mr. Paul Berry, invites you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of Walt Disney's original Magic Kingdom.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Calvin.
I'm Mouseketeer Greg.
My name is Paul, and I will be your guide through the wonderful world of Disney sound experiences.
This show is a weekly trip into the world of the Disney theme parks and resorts.
And this is the place where you get to use your ears to surround yourself with the magic.
For your safety, please remain seated while listening to the WindowToTheMagic.com podcast.
I'm going to take you on a trip around the Disneyland Resort.
The rules of the game are simple.
We're going to start in the Esplanade, and we're going to end somewhere either in Disneyland or in Disney's California Adventure. It's your job to tell me where we ended up and how we got there.
Now that you know all the rules, it's time to play the game.
That's fantastic.
You ever go to one of the Disney parks, stop for a moment, and listen to the music?
I could hear it and almost see it as if it were unfolding around me.
As the music made its way through the crowd and into my ears, it invaded my very soul and inflicted me with rhythmitis.
Maybe there's a name for this, something like Disnotic Obsession.
Surround yourself with the magic.
Please visit windowtothemagic.com for more information.